How y'all doing?
Holy shit. Hold on.
There is an absolute huge announcement that we need to make as soon as possible. If y'all could just shut it down for 1 second.
All right, first and foremost, can I get you to take the water off of this stool so I can put this mystery box here? If you were at the seminar last year, you heard that we were going to have bacon this year.
Yeah.
I'm just going to show you real quick. Let me pull off the foreskin.
We understand that it's no longer about us, and it's about the foods we bring.
It is about bacon.
We can live with that.
So we're not saying that next year we're bringing steaks or anything, we're just gonna stick with bacon. You know how long it took to fry all this shit up?
Tuesday.
It's been sitting in the back of our Pinto since Tuesday.
So
everyone who eats it has to sign a disclaimer.
Right.
And if you do get bubble guts and or diarrhea, we're not held accountable.
We supply porta-johns throughout the gathering grounds.
We'll actually give you a piece and a roll of toilet paper. Godspeed, Juggalo. Godspeed, Juggalo.
So anybody that asks a question that we deem worthy, you get your little Gretchen full of bacon.
Yes, if your question is deemed worthy, you get a full Gretchen full of bacon.
If not, you will be laughed at and sat down.
And told to be fucking turned in the corner with your face pointing that way.
Where's Upchuck?
I'm right over here.
There you are, Frank. How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Y'all give it up for Upchuck.
Yeah,
always
hell yeah.
I was making fun
of Upchuck!
That's right.
You gave it up hard.
Hell yeah, that's my homeboy right there. I want to give Upchuck some bacon.
Take some bacon right fucking now.
You want some bacon right now?
Take some bacon right now.
All right, hold on. Upchuck about to set it up. You want to help him?
Yeah.
You are going to be our baconator.
Yeah, you get on bacon.
Justin's going to be our baconator when we're like bacon. Oh shit, damn, look at that jump.
That was nice.
He is the baconator. He was all quick on it.
You called him the baconator.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm
gonna
have some bacon right now. Here we go.
Look at that.
How's it taste?
It was so crispy, it broke before it got to his mouth. It was like shattered like glass.
That's shit right there. That's some good
bacon. How you know it's good bacon.
That's good fucking bacon.
If it's limp bacon, it's no good. Like a crisp, like a goddamn potato chip. That's how we do it. All right, there it is. Damn, bacon has returned. You got to put it center stage.
Right.
Hold on.
It was supposed to come in a suitcase with a handcuff, but...
Right. We lost the suitcase. I was going to be all like Escape from New York on it, walking in with the handcuff on with the bacon. Open that bitch up. The Reservoir Dogs. Show
you. Told you he's still fat. Y'all just don't
see it. At the heart. I'm looking at that bacon like it's a box of death. I love it though. It's so delicious. All right, come on, let's do this shit.
All right, here we go. I already asked the best question. I asked you motherfuckers for bringing bacon today.
Now that's a catch 22. He asked a question about bacon to get bacon.
All right, check it out, man. If it seemed worthy, y'all would be like, hell yeah. If it ain't, y'all would be like, boo. Question, but you do not receive pork.
You receive a consolation prize. Go on the count of three, go. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Got you, Sam.
You missed out. You weren't even ready. He was like,
hey.
He didn't even hear my mustache. He didn't hear my mustache. Go ahead.
Madcox, I got more of a request. I love you, you're the shit. Can I get a kiss right here?
The fuck's in them bitches?
It's true.
It's real.
You might have been swimming in motherfucking Lake Hepatitis, came up blowing bubbles with a condom on your face. Not in this one. Not, baby. That's what we call a full load.
Cock's not.
Ew. Your cock's not is just like a whole, that breaks tension. You can be in a room of a bunch of mad people and be like, you know what? Cock's not. Everyone starts thinking about, they're like, achoo.
You'll figure out what you're working with.
You go like that in your underwear and you're like, oh, my dick just sneezed. Fuck
is the dick's napkin?
I was gonna say, I don't. What are you talking about?
Oh.
It's like 89 degrees here. Underwear is just irrelevant. That's just one more layer of heat.
To me, this is like a winter gathering. This is chilly.
You get hot, you just lift the dicky pant like that. Total balls.
Wow.
Nice and cool.
Getting worse.
All right, I'm done discussing everybody. Go ahead.
Hey, Madrox. Yo, your new style that was on Riders where you're like super quick and ill, are you going to keep that up with the new album? Now if you're skinny, you can do it. I mean, apparently.
He said that you rap slow because you were a fat kid. And now that you're skinny, you rap kind of fast now.
I'm just saying you can kill shit on
stage. Hey, man, fuck you.
Look, no, me and my brother are experimenting on all kinds of new styles. We don't like to lock ourselves into one thing. We like to be that ever-changing ball of energy that always touches your soul and makes you be like... So you know what I'm saying? So expect everything, you know what I mean? Because we ain't...
Expect nothing.
His expectations didn't get him making.
His expectations almost got his ass kicked.
Don't have me had a baconator come see you. He got more than pieces of bacon. He'll be like, your whole neck will be in a whole other time zone.
What if you wrapped his fist up like a fillet in bacon?
A bacon glove. See, now you know that now. Now you know next year, you're going to be in a full-on bacon suit with bacon goggles. Bacon tape blowing in the wind.
Bacon wings.
But you know what? I'm going to be constantly standing behind you because you're going to smell all good when your cape's flapping. You got to have, like, scrambled eggs to throw at people and shit. Awesome. I fucking love it. I'm jealous. I want a bacon suit, too. I'm going to be your sidekick. I'm going to be Little Gristle. The Baconator, and it's more youthful ward, Little Gristle.
Gristle.
Fuck yeah, I'm always going to have hot grease and shit. And my trademark. Yes. Go ahead, man.
What up, niggas? All right. I got
two bags of popcorn. I've saved since last year.
Can we barter for some bacon?
I've been sitting for marshmallows here. I got marshmallows here. I've been sitting on for like 3 months trying not to get them to give them to you. They're not promoted.
I appreciate that, but if they are marshmallows for a year, you know them bitches are stale.
Not for like a whole fucking year.
I'm making the assumption that you eat Lucky Charms and you're like marshmallow or Twister. Marshmallow or Twister. Marshmallow or Twister.
Maybe it's like this.
And he's been doing that right.
Marshmallow? Yeah.
Marshmallow for Twisted.
No, I'm kind of on Parker's Market. I got a Batman mug from McDonald's from the third Batman.
Are you bartering for bacon, goddammit?
Jesus.
He's like, I got an 82 Camaro out there with one rim. It's got a rod knock, but it's at least worth 3 strips.
We be smoking in it.
Y'all can smoke it if the window's got a real good seal on it.
That ain't the one to ask.
You want to give him bacon or not? Yeah, give him bacon.
Give him a little ratchet.
Give him bacon. Here, you're closer. How are we doing this? A baconator was like,
throw it.
Get off of my way. Get off of my way. Don't make him jump down there every time, goddamn it, dude. You don't want to piss the baconator off.
He's got bad knees.
Here, you know what? Let's give him this stool. Here. It was a Kirkon. Here. It's a little wet, so don't be thinking. It's not piss. I was giving it to you to sit. I want you on the ready in case you got to fuck somebody up. Well, they are. Show me those asses. I will pound them. All right, go ahead. Go fuck.
Get out of the chopper.
Holy shit, I'm scared of that.
Hey, look, you've heard of the Port of John, right?
Yes, I have.
You ever heard of the Port of Cool? Does that start shooting piss or something like that?
Wait. In a non-related story, when we were driving here,
yes.
I was like, someone was like, you know, what's up? I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, I got caught in the moment. And all of a sudden, it was like,
oh,
I got hit with the mister. Oh, but okay. I didn't know it was the mister, so I thought it was some ninja just pissing in a fan. You cannot understand the level of emotions I went through. I was angry, mad, sad, depressed.
Suicidal.
I was right. We ain't even pull up to the tent. I'm like, is that piss? And thank God it wasn't. He was like, that was actually kind of refreshing. I'm like, refreshing? I'm waiting for the juggle in the corner like, oh, my bad, dog. You know, it's not like, I'm sorry. Like, oh, my bad. Hold on. Let me get the rest of this out right quick. Motherfucker. Go ahead.
What up, y'all? Hey, I was wondering if y'all were doing any, like, for the last couple albums and the packaging. You've done a lot of dope shit with the cards and the extra,
You said double shit, right?
Yes.
Double shit.
All right, I'm making sure he didn't say double shit.
Yeah, Abominations has a second series of the cards that we're continuing, you know what I mean? Yeah, let me say it. It all comes with a free bacon coupon for next year's gathering.
Right.
It seems crazy.
But you have to be present to redeem that. Like, you can't show up after the Chick-fil-A fucking thing for your year of chicken sandwiches. It don't happen. The Mormons trip. And you don't have to Chick-fil-A. Stay at night. Sleep. You be straight.
Bacon?
Bacon. Yes, sir, bacon.
Bacon.
Look, I told you should have just grabbed a seat.
What?
Oh, no, who blocking who? Oh, they were like, hey, can you move? You should have been like, no, I am a wall of bacon. I move for no one.
Yo, but I know, I can handle the bacon, by the way. If you want to put me in charge of bacon, I'm going to take the bacon.
Yes.
I'm
going to
charge
up
the bacon. Give me the bacon. Get the whole bacon up here, Josh. I'll take it.
Do not eat our bacon.
There you go. You're still the baconator, goddammit.
Pass it back. Go ahead, Charlie. If you want to charge Chip on the hand,
not just know. Just know if I was still handcuffed to that, I would be getting dragged across the. Yes. Look, he was like, just one.
What up?
Are you trying to be greedy? I got one. Everyone's like, oh, no, you took two, dog. You took two.
Nice. A lot of people wonder how my quit smoke is going real good. Just so you know.
Don't let him lie to you. That's the first cigarette he's had all day.
Oh, man. This is the first one I let him see.
There went my moral support. Calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning, man. I need a cigarette, man. Let me talk you down.
I said you the same thing with other food. It's crazy.
Think about cupcakes, man. Think about how they be dipped in chocolate and then they got that little swirl on the top. What the fuck they got to do with anything, man? Think about drizzle. Think about bottles and shit blowing in the wind. It's like, man, all right. Thinking about that shit. Are you smoking? God damn it. No. Motherfucker. Waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, talking you down, I'm all into it.
Now you're hungry.
Think about the Hostess production line and the chocolate fountain. Fucking awesome. Go ahead.
All right. So I've heard a lot of speculation about...
How many?
I mean, it's your fault, but you know, whatever.
What? All right. You're making a problem, whatever. What was
that? Well, I've heard a lot of speculation that this might be our last year at Hot Rock. Are we moving? Or do y'all
know
anything
about that? We don't know. But chances are you'll be the first to know. I promise. I will have a ninja show up in your mailbox, and when you open it, pop, kick your mom in the neck, and be like, here's an invitation for the next gathering. I wouldn't say it would have been a baconator, but he ain't fitting in no motherfucking mailbox. He'd be a big ass motherfucking.
We can't get him in
a delivery box to your door. He'll be in that
mailbox. What the fuck is he saying?
Because they're saying that Hog Rock ain't gonna have the gathering here next year, and it'll just be the location where we move. And I'm like, I'm happy.
You know what's crazy is they said the same thing last year, and the same thing the year before that, and
the year before that. Look, they're chanting bacon. That's a great question, bacon.
Oh, yeah, they're fine.
Look, she went in and grabbed it out with her teeth.
Yo, I was wondering why you didn't, or if you intend to continue the Batman skits from last year.
Look, the quick answer, no. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, we are. It'll be next time we come here.
We have so much shit on our plate right now. I am so surprised we're standing here. That's all I can say. So with that being said, trust me, it did cross our mind. Trust me, we dusted off the bat suits. The Mitches are handing. Will you see it again? Absolutely. This year? No. Next year? I don't know. I'm not committing.
Maybe on the Abomination store?
Maybe on the Abomination DVD. Maybe on an exclusive DVD that'll fly at your face like a fucking ninja star or a piece of bacon. Look, he was like...
He was like...
If he was like that, then I'm not looking at him. If he caught it with his teeth, yes. If he licked it, no. Give him his fucking bacon.
Look, y'all, just so you know, Fright Fest is going out for a tour this year for a week. From October 23rd, when the record comes out, then we'll tour on Halloween. And then November 1st starts the Abomination Tour. And that just goes on and on until we find Santa Claus and bring his bitch ass to his knees.
Turn him into the greatest corner club.
No, I'm just playing. I love Santa.
I be liking Santa, too. Man, you acting all fictitious and shit. What about the Great Cornucopia? Go ahead.
Hey, I was just gonna ask y'all what y'all think about all this FBI shit.
We've been like fuck the police since we was this high. Ain't shit changed. There's just a different level of it, you know what I mean? But don't think we ain't got their backs, that's bullshit. We'll be goddamned if we let anybody label us anything more than a fucking family, you know what I mean? And that's what it takes some of us to probably, I mean, this shit's gonna be crazy.
Look,
I'm
the
fucking FBI. I'd come in right now and be like, bam, see y'all. See y'all. But we don't give a fuck. It's worth it. We'll be goddamned if y'all are getting thrown in jail because you got a hatchet man tag and they just violated you because you're gang affiliated. We ain't no fucking gang. We're a fam. If you can't get that, get the fuck out of here. Watch what you wish for.
Before he was asking the question, he was pointing at the bacon.
He was like, some bacon.
That was his main concern.
I mean, God damn.
What up, you guys?
What up?
Madrox, I saw this video on YouTube called 5 Minutes of Fury, and Monoxide was going on about how back in the day you used to do these wheelie pops.
You motherfucker!
Wait.
You got motherfucker.
We used to ride bikes, right? Me and ROC, we used to be a catwalk and ride that bitch for a block with a bike.
All right, now wait. Pause that for 1 second. This is right around the time Rad came out and people were doing all the cool tricks and shit. Okay, go ahead, play.
Him, he's a little less athletic than we were. So instead of getting that bitch up and riding, he'll just be like, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Wheelie pops.
There it is.
And then they started frying me, and I thought I was cool as shit. And when I found out I wasn't, I was like, they're like, why you don't wheelie pop no more? I'm like, no, I'm on the bigger things.
Let me tell y'all first.
And I was skinning out.
When we first started hanging out, me and Tandy lived like 2 blocks from each other, right?
Yes, get your bacon, motherfucker.
In the middle of us was ROC, so we used to always hook up, go kick it, right? We took this motherfucker over to where we were, 2 blocks away. Just go ride bikes, hang with the homies. We're doing that, whatever. He's like, all right, man, I gotta go. We're like, all right, man, I'll see you tomorrow. So he leaves. Like 3 minutes later, this motherfucker comes pulling up. I'm like, bro, I thought you had to go. He was like, yeah, man, I don't know how to get home.
I'm at the sheltered life, goddammit.
I was like, bitch, 2 blocks that way, make a right.
And can you hold the tassels on my handlebars and show me how to get home? Fucking unreal.
That.
Give him his fucking bacon. Go ahead.
Give him some bacon.
Are they telling us to sit down? Yes, motherfucker, yes.
When are you gonna make a psychopathic workout video?
Yeah.
Alright, no way. No, wait, let me ask you a real, real fucking question. If I did that shit, this is a real question now, in Earth 2 will be, for 1 second.
Is this a bacon-worthy question you're gonna ask?
Like, I get a piece of bacon.
Right, it's good.
Fair enough. In an Earth 2 world question, if I made said video, how many people would hate on it? Everybody was like... Because that's the real shit. motherfucker. You know what I mean? I know there'd be a lot of motherfuckers who'd be down with it, but how many people would be like, oh man, I ain't expecting. You know what I mean?
We ain't doing that shit.
Like, I don't want to see Adam West be like, all right, now come on, one more of these.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's something that the world really needs, y'all let me know. Y'all rally up and let me know.
But it ain't like this motherfucker's just doing like, let's do 15 minutes of crunches a day. It's like a fucking 3-hour workout a day. The dedication of
you ain't ready for it.
It's one of the other fucking DVDs.
Jillian Michaels be calling me like, what else can I do? I'm like, oh, baby.
Got your heart out.
Come by. Come by, let me show you a couple things.
Right.
I'm playing. Look, Jillian Michaels hates me now. She's not going to call me anymore. Get your bank. If, hey, for real, if you think it's worth it, motherfucker, then you tell people. Make a poll or something.
All right. Hey, Monoxide. Hey, Jamie. Just wanted to ask you guys. I'm currently deployed in Afghanistan. And
back for this motherfucker.
Because you have a lot of support for soldiers as well. Would you ever consider going down there and doing something for the troops?
100%, but here's the hook. Here's the hook. This motherfucker's like B.A. Baracus. I gotta feed him Klonopin so he gets all limber, and then have the Baconator and fucking him over here, put him in the back of the cargo net to fly down there. And then when we get down there, I'm like the duration of Juggalos to not Juggalos. You see what I'm saying? I can't come in there and be like John Cena and be like, yeah. People are like, who the fuck is this? Is this the USO show? Where's Bob Hope, motherfucker? You gotta get this fat painted motherfucker up out of here. But if for real, if they would feel us, dog, we do it in the car.
There's a terrorist, get him!
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, they like the Joker in or something, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I think you guys would have a lot more support than what you can imagine.
If, straight up, man.
You may be right, brother.
We don't know how that works out. How do you do that?
You know, I think first I'd be getting a hold of the USO.
I call Kid Rock to ask him, and he tells me to call
off. Tech,
hey, Tech 9.
Oh, that's fucking devastating. We do it in a heartbeat, dude. That's fresh.
Heck, are you?
We thank y'all motherfuckers for everything
we do.
Much love to you, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah, let me shoot your gun.
Get you 2 strips of bacon, motherfucker.
Get you 2 strips.
What's up? Matt Drox, I want to know what kind of diet you want, because we saw you on that TMZ shit, and damn, I love y'all.
Hold on. He was trying to say that I looked like a drug addict.
We all did.
I understand, but he's not used to me looking like that, so with the Cro-Mac...
What the fuck did he expect, right? You're a serial killer, now, huh?
And then you just woke me up. Get up.
They said I looked comfortable. Like, I looked like it was like a family photo. Just like,
you're high.
He's good. I'm like, I was mad than a motherfucker.
Well,
all that weed shit was gone. No high. You don't get high when you're in handcuffs.
That's usually when the high breaks. You're like, huh, man, what the fuck?
Right, you're done, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Motherfuckers dropping dimes on your homies. That's just crazy.
Yeah, well, hey, I'll say.
Well, there's one way to stop.
I don't know. So did he get bacon for that? Because that was kind of like a kiss in the sky.
It was.
Yo, I heard you were thick on meth. Are you okay?
What you get is 2 slaps with a strip of bacon.
I don't do meth, bitch.
Are you melting?
I am melting. The cool two, these big ass big screen TVs from the 80s and
90s. Start filling it with piss.
No!
It's a portable. All right, go ahead.
No. Is he saying something? Are you saying something?
I thought she was talking on her ass.
I was wondering if the show last night upset you at all, because as I was standing there singing along to everything looking around, I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
She's actually getting quieter. No. Next question. I don't know what she's saying.
she said.
Is there any chance that now that you're speaking, maybe you're going to do with an ether?
I am this close and I still don't know what the fuck you're saying.
If you want to do it to the woods, I can sip your blood. When I'm sipping your blood, I would love it to see me. And when I love it to see me, we would name the baby. And we would name the baby Jamie.
I probably wash my hands first and I'm low on gas and you need a coat. No.
Alright. There you go.
Holy shit.
Give her a piece of bacon.
Yeah, I don't know. Give her a piece of bacon. Maybe her mouth will salivate and she'll speak.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck she said. I hope it was something good. What about the set?
I am not a money nugget. What?
Question, that's a statement. Thank you.
Crazy shit.
Where?
And I'm about to tell you some shit that he don't even know I'm about to tell you. Alright, look. Couple gatherings ago, we did our set, right? And all of a sudden, we played our record, right? And people were like, what the fuck? That is ridiculous, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you? And we had to eat that shit. We couldn't tell nobody what the real deal was. But that year, we weren't even gonna come to the gathering. Some super, super serious shit happened to one of us, and we weren't even gonna come here. So we were like, look, man, this ain't our year, we can't do it. And they were like, no, man, we gotta make it work somehow. So we were like, look, what if we did this? We did like half the Twisted set, and then we gave them a new record, because there's no way we could do this shit. And they agreed to it. So just know, we never punked y'all, we never did any of that shit. It was never no, let's try to sell the record. It was like, either we did that shit or y'all didn't see us that year, you know what I mean? So it was by any means necessary, we made it. And by the grace of God, the one of us that was fucked up is better now, you know what I mean? And it wasn't me. We ain't gotta get into detail, but that shit drives me crazy because we gotta kinda eat that shit, you know what I mean? We couldn't really talk about it or whatever, but I don't want any of y'all ever think that we've ever pulled the wool over your fucking eyes or no shit like that.
There's a reason for everything that we do. These motherfuckers know that we go out of our way to
eat. No, they don't. These motherfuckers who's hating on us like crazy.
Not these motherfuckers, the motherfucking internet gangsters. No, the internet gangsters that go home and try to be tough. Forward at 3 o'clock in the morning where they're sipping on their coffee.
Right.
They're a thug.
One of us is getting ready to get committed to an insane asylum and they're like, dude, what's your fucking deal? Here it is. Go.
Yeah.
What up, Twisted? What's going on?
Stand up.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I was wondering if you would ever consider making your own big state and little poop movie.
We talked about that shit. We just want to do a fucking movie. I don't give a fuck if it's Putin Stank. I don't give a fuck if it's Paul and Jamie. Whatever the fuck it takes for them to be like, there it is, blood. That's what we'll do. If they're like, it's Putin Stank, it's Putin Stank. If it's Paul and Jamie, it's Paul and Jamie.
I'm Chuck Fett in the bank and he was... I'm kidding. No, we've been talking about it for years. We're trying to do shit. We actually, tried to hook up with the guy who did Big Money Rustlers, Paul
Andreessen. Right, we pretty much got three scripts written right now.
He actually brought us a movie that's fucking devastating and wanted us to read for the parts, and we're like, we're down, we're just trying. It's everything is just like, you know, in litigation, how you say, is that, you understand what I mean? Everything is in the middle ground. It's not done, it's not being done, it's just like, it's right there.
There it is.
It's floating, hovering like a hummingbird.
If Bob and Jay wants to do big Stank and Poop go to Mexico.
Yeah, the misadventures of right. Stank and Little Poop.
Right. And we were like, we're down, do this shit.
We are down.
And they're like, no.
We'll be dumb.
No. What's that? I can't hear you at all. I like Riders, because Lotus to me is kind of like what we do, you know what I mean? So I kind of feel like I'm doing the same stuff. But on that Rider shit, you kind of get gangster with it. Gangster, you know, it's just different. I like the Rider shit better. My heart is gangster rap, you know what I mean? I do the wicked shit, but my fucking love is the gangster shit. yours. That's right up my alley. I'm surprised we ain't got sued.
You don't have the microphone on, right?
Well, you touched it.
Right. She's like, wait a minute, let me get a good one.
It was lit.
She's turning pages.
Bobbing for bacon.
Aw. Let's stick your head in there and get a good piece. Tie your arms behind your back first. She's like, I don't know if I want to participate in this. Go ahead.
Okay. What up, it's Becky from Philly.
What up, Becky from Philly?
Chill. Now, my voice is kind of shitty, but... how it is, being busy all the time. I mean, I feel you. I totally understand the up-in-the-air thing. But...
you say I'm kind of shitty?
No, yeah. I understand it can be.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, you know, I'm Becky from Philly. I know you're kind of shitty, but... damn, she just flat to the point with the shit.
I mean, I tell it how it is.
Yeah, tell it like it is. Damn, it's getting quieter as the bacon kid went away. It was like,
my question. Now, I heard a couple years ago, I don't remember which seminar it was, but you guys brought up a part two to how does it feel? Like a finishing? I know y'all got so much shit going on, and I don't even want to really ask it, but is there something planned?
There was something planned. There is something recorded, and I'm sure that at some point in time, you'll get to hear it.
They're just finding the right way to release it.
Right, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, it's dope. Yes, you can have bacon.
I mean, it's not a cliffhanger, man. I was like...
No, I mean, you know, shit happens. It's like, you know, it's ever-changing. You know what I mean? Every 2 seconds, it's something new, something different, something, you know what I mean? So it's like, we try to stick to everything. I mean, we brought the fucking bacon.
Right.
From last year. I'm just saying, it's sometimes we remember shit, sometimes shit happens, sometimes it don't. It will happen though, it's dope.
I dig it.
We got a strong
right, Jamie, I just want to say one more thing for Jamie.
Yes.
I don't appreciate you hitting on my mom after I've been on the phone for an hour and a half.
Hey, well, your mom shouldn't be looking all titty-licious over the phone, breathing all heavy.
Your mom wanted his cock, shut up. Next question.
Fucking awesome. Like, I don't appreciate that.
Holy fuck. Don't bring it to my doorstep.
She sounded jealous.
Right. It smelled like
she's like, I got the tighter clam than the two of us. Go ahead, motherfucker.
What up, y'all?
What up?
You always see eye to eye, or when you have personal discrepancies, how do you overcome that?
We're brothers, so you know what I mean? Forever, it's whatever. I ride with this motherfucker for whatever. You ride with me for whatever.
We do
on the same page, no matter what. That's family, that's how I ride, you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah.
Right, they don't know what the fuck we are.
Right.
Sorry for loud.
Scared the shit out of him. Whoa, where'd you get that? That's dope.
That's our security guard. His name is Nacho
Lima. Don't do it, don't do it.
I would never. I kissed him on the cheek.
That's me. Oh, shit.
I see.
Go ahead.
Yo, I'm Caveman from the future. I was just wondering.
What up, Caveman?
Yo, I was just wondering because you know how ICP has their book behind the paint. You guys planning on doing anything like that?
So wait, let me recap. A movie, a book, an exercise DVD.
Just like ICP.
Going to the movies, going to the moon, coming back from the movies and the moon, writing another book.
With Mars in your pocket.
With Mars in our pocket. And you hovering around my ass.
Look, we got a great idea, because yes, we do want to do a book, but we don't want to do a book where you literally have to fucking read 10,000 words, because we don't really like to read.
Said this.
So we want to do like a coffee table book where it's dope ass pictures and then like this crazy story about it.
Right.
And another
exactly.
Dope ass, you know, something different. But, there it is. There's a book.
Hummering. Right next to that movie.
There's that movie.
And that energy drink.
The Baconator's costume.
Baconator's costume. Come on.
Right there.
Talking about a full-on bacon cake.
Right there.
All right, so yes. Superheroes made of bacon?
Nice.
You said superheroes, Sam Hingwich killers, there's a bunch of little...
Y'all like football?
I love football.
Y'all want to start with like a juggalo, like football to get together? Like every campsite has their own team?
I don't think we can have people to participate, but me and Blaze are going to do a juggalo fantasy football league. And if you're down, you shower up and you're ready to go, and we'll handle that shit. It'll be dope. Me and Blaze are humongous sports, and that's why I'm skinny. I played fucking sports since I was 3 years old.
Can I get some ketchup?
What?
I need some ketchup from the
hot dog. You need some motherfucking hot dog. Can I get some motherfucking ketchup?
What? What's wrong hanging with the mustard? Can't catch you up.
Yeah.
God, I'm stupid.
You're talking about fuck. Look, get some bacon on your hot dog.
That's a swanky friend.
That is a bacon burger dog. That is an official Huxtable bacon
that's
burger
dog.
That's
a real
dog.
Thing. A bacon wrapped hot dog, and they call it a swanky friend.
They call it a what?
Swanky friend.
Sounds like a porno.
Yeah.
Starring Jim Beaver in Hanky Swank. What's it called?
Never mind.
Swanky prank. I fucked it up. That happens. Go ahead.
All right, man. I was just wondering, with all the situation with Boondocks, his shit on the Riders was tight as hell, and I was wondering what you guys thought about that. Trying to bring him in for
I liked it on the Riders, too.
Bring him in for something like a side project with you guys or some shit.
Dude,
Boondocks is cool. He's our homie.
We fuck with us.
Yeah, we're us, dude. Straight up. We got love for that motherfucker like we got love for you. Boondocks is always our home. No matter what. He can call us and be like, look, motherfucker, you want
to fuck
this
butt? You know what I'm saying? We used to be like, we don't say fuck nobody.
Right.
We say fuck
everybody.
We don't give a fuck.
Right.
This is what we do. We don't got time to worry about what other motherfuckers are doing.
It's
true.
You
know what I mean?
But I'm going to keep it real. He's our homie.
Real.
He's
if
cool.
I got to worry about what the fuck he's doing, then I'm taking away from what y'all really want from us. But if I gotta worry about what the fuck this other motherfucking rapper's doing, it's taking away from what we do for y'all. And to me, that is a bullshit excuse for y'all. All right, we ain't trying to do that. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. We've been saying it for years. That's real. It's not no asshole shit. We just don't got time for it. Anything that takes away from what we do, fuck you. That's just how I feel.
What kind of new sounds and other artists can we expect on
Abominations?
What kind of sounds can we expect from you?
I'll tell you what. Right from when you put that bitch in, you're going to hear a sound quality that you've never heard before because we got this Grammy-winning fucking engineer with us now.
Yeah.
So right there, you'll be like, damn, it sounds really good. And then the fucking first song that you hear, you're going to be like... Check the bras out.
Maybe you could fuck
him. He was like, I'm a grad at it.
Hell yeah.
Yup, true that. Hell yeah, true that. True that. Oh shit, thank you. Yes. I'm throwing it to you before he kicks it. Alright, go ahead.
Hey, you guys ever think about headlining the comedy stage, doing a comedy tour? You guys are fucking hilarious.
We have, you know what I mean? They were talking to us. They want us to do something around Christmas, like a pay-per-view comedy thing and shit. We're like, possibly. So look. Comedy. Maybe in an outfit.
Movie. Going to the moon. Book.
It's there. Believe me. That's the shit that y'all actually think we're funny. You probably think he's funny. I ain't funny. I'm more mean than I am.
I don't think we're funny. I love that you guys think we're funny. We're just being us. That's why I don't think we're funny, because we've been like this forever. But I think it's fresh that you guys think we're funny, so it's like...
We love that.
It's like people being like, yeah, we're doing a comedy thing. That's right, bitches.
They don't feel like that.
You know what I mean? We're like, when it comes to rapping, I'm like, we rap, motherfucker. But when it comes to comedy, I'm like, you know what? I don't laugh at our shit.
But true thing is, we were cracking each other.
Just hate our shit. I don't laugh at our shit.
We're the biggest twisted haters y'all of me. I tell you. We hold everything we do to this extreme
But state. If we weren't, then you wouldn't get the best of us.
Right. We have to be.
We're our own worst critics.
For real.
That's why you get the best shit all the time. That's a good thing. Never a bad thing. Go ahead, motherfucker. Damn, he was like, give me the mic. Let me hold the bacon box. I'll put it between my legs. Question.
I notice you guys do a lot of, you have a lot of featured artists, really good artists on a lot of your CDs.
Uh-huh.
Who's an artist or a group of artists that you really want to work with that you haven't worked with?
Tupac. Everybody else, anybody that we would like, we kind of get a chance to work with them. A lot of times they tell us no. But a lot of people told us yes for this new record, which we were surprised about. Because it's usually no.
If we're digging up Tupac, then we got to stop by and dig up Layton Staley, too, from Alice in Chains. We got to work with him, too.
Fuck that guy. I don't like motherfuckers that kill themselves. You know what I'm saying?
He killed himself.
He's a fucking heroin addict.
Well,
heroin addict.
He was still a talented heroin addict.
I don't give a fuck.
I like that.
It's like being a cop.
I don't want to do drugs with him. I just want to do a song with him.
Right, that's cool. You'll probably get some disease. He's got sores and knees.
I didn't want to be in the same room with him. I just wanted to send the tracks to
the man. You don't even like standing next to this motherfucker when he's dusty for the gathering. You gonna stand next to some dead heroin addict?
No. I'll be like, what's up, Lance?
There you go.
Hi.
He'll be like, I do like Lance there.
Looks like he's covered in heroin needles.
He's dope.
And I'll hug him. All right, then we'll think of Kurt Cobain.
No.
Again, another one who didn't kill himself.
He did?
All right, enough of this. Next question.
All right, we can do this for all day.
I was just wondering why you guys didn't perform We Don't Die.
Wait a minute.
I'm fucking...
I was wondering why you didn't perform Rock of Death. I was also wondering why you didn't perform that bitch. Bad Drink.
All right, look.
Story of our lives.
What happened was...
We can't perform all the songs. We only have a set time in which we can perform, and we fucking did the shit that we wanted to do.
That's not it.
Nothing else for you.
Look, man. Imagine having to do the same song every fucking time you perform. That one or two or three songs. Sometimes, you just want to take it away from y'all, because we're so afraid that you're just going to be like, rocked it dead. Heard it. So we try to keep it like that, so at times it's like, oh yeah, I ain't heard this shit in years, you know what I mean? Keep it interesting. And you can just sit there and guess all the songs at, because you know what I mean? We ain't doing our job right. What?
I said I could go into the Hulk Hogan thing and it would be so relevant, but I won't.
Vitamins and prayers? I'm lost.
No, he was a real American, and he'd come out and rip his shirt every night and do this. And after a while, people stopped, and they were like, we've seen that shit. So then he came as Hollywood Hulk Hogan, and he started doing that shit with a big fucking feather boa.
And now
everybody was like, what the fuck? So when he came back, I am a real, people were like, oh, shit!
Right.
He's a fucking real actor! People lost their goddamn mind.
That was a great
You gotta take it away sometimes so people remember how fresh it was, so when it comes back, they respect it. The Hulk Hogan period. Sorry. I got a little hype. I was, that's how I was in my living room. I was like, it's a fucking real American! I was doing it with him. I know, right? I couldn't rip my shirt. I was all weak. I was like...
sweaty from the workout.
Fuck it. Pretend it ripped.
Give me those scissors.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the scheduling.
Yes, sir. Brought about the Hulk Hogan theory. Go ahead.
The Hulk Hogan Pythagorean theory.
Yes.
Any like banging chicks online or some shit like that now? It's like some straight thing or something. Which one is that?
That's a climatic demise.
Is that just Terry Bollea?
That's yeah. That's when you're like clink 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 and there's nowhere else to go. You hope you mellow out before you hit the ground. Go ahead. Sorry.
I just had a question. If you had a chance to sit, because we're being labeled a gang right now, like if you had a chance to sit in front of all these big gang leaders and everything, what would you tell them to make them understand that we're not a gang?
Hey, don't fucking shoot me. I'm not a gang. That's real. You know, that's something we thought about too, is that by saying that, what you're doing is these real gangs are like, oh shit, new blood on the block. So maybe you guys are staying in the line for a show. But to them, there go that gang. You know what I mean? You fucking with some Crips or some Bloods or some MS-13s or whatever they show you on Gangland. You know what I mean? There you go. Thank you, FBI. Thank you. Thank you. What we should do is say, fuck it. Become the gang that they think we are and just go run this motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. Watch what the fuck you wish for, you know what I mean? What if we really were a gang? Shit would be crazy. Shit would be crazy.
No, sitting on the stage with Jack Daniels.
She's fine.
It's not Jack Daniels, it's Canadian whiskey.
See? I'm sorry, I thought it was Jack Daniels. I didn't know it was whiskey, I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. Come here, Hockley. Hockley.
I didn't even know.
Get away from me. Hockley. Hockley, bring it in. Bring it in. Get away. I love drunk people. I'm one of them.
I didn't even see you there.
I know all of your tendencies.
Okay.
Go ahead. Get your bacon. Get your bloody hand out of the bacon box. Next year, we'll have a rubber glove or some tongs. Like, all right, glove up, yo. Go in for the bacon. Glove
up.
Grab the bacon. Close it. Eat it. Take your gloves off. Like Subway with a fucking box of disposable gloves. Go ahead.
My question to y'all is about Misery. Did y'all drop the beef?
That shit's been squashed like 4 years ago.
I think it was longer than that.
We need to do, you know what, maybe
I seen Parks like 3 years ago in New York. He can't do the show. We can't, you know what I mean?
Hey, Nene's cool. We got, we're good. Look, check it out. We need to do like Juggalo Cliff Notes. So we can like pass them on at the beginning of every 7 hour, break them up, focus, rounding them up on the last 3 years of information. It's been a while here. Okay, movie in the air. Book in the air. Checking it out.
Right.
Pop. All right, go ahead. I don't know, does he get bacon for that? No. Okay, well, bacon with his bacon. He's got like 80 slices of bacon in that motherfucker. People were like, no, I don't get no motherfucking bacon. This motherfucker don't get it. Yeah. Fuck that motherfucker. He ain't never had no bacon.
Hey, I was wondering when you guys are going to put the jerseys that you wore for the Chaos and Chronic Tour on Hatchet here.
They're supposed to already be on there.
Supposed to be, but they're not.
But, I don't know. Keep checking. You know what I mean? Hey, a lot of new shit, a lot of, a lot of dope and a lot of new shit will be coming out closer to the
record. Like, being here right now, we're in the process of a million things, and one of those million things is refacing the entire merchandise section for Twisted. You know what I mean? Everything from the fucking comments to the chick shit, we're refacing all of it. Because we feel it's gotten a little away from what it should be, you know what I mean? And it's time to bring in the merch heroes.
So the Chaos and Chronic jerseys will be on there, right?
Yeah, something like it. If not those ones, something like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Cassie.
What up,
Cassie?
I was wondering, do you have any advice on if I want to quit smoking cigarettes? That shit's hard on a bitch.
You know what? You gotta quit just like you started. That's what I figured out. You just gotta quit. You can't, like, work a plan or whatever. Just fucking quit. You started, you just started. You didn't work your way up to a cigarette, you just smoked that bitch. So that's how I think you're just gonna have to quit. Be a goddamn gangster and be like, cigarettes cannot defeat me. They're defeating me like a motherfucker.
Hold on, hold on. I'll just say I give you a plan. How many cigarettes come in a pack? 25? 20. Okay, look, 20. Check it out. 5 cigarettes a day, first week. And 4. And 3. You get down to 2 cigarettes a day now. Now you gotta remember, you're like, I gotta have that 1 in the morning.
It will
not
work.
I gotta have that 1 at night. And you're like, oh shit, before you know it, 1 cigarette a day. Now you're like, oh my god, I got one. You're smoking that bitch, putting it out. I'm gonna keep that butt in my pocket. Sucking on the butt at lunchtime.
Won't work.
Working is, I'm saying, see, you're like, nah.
It won't work.
You can
do it.
It
won't work, I'm telling you, because once you get to that 1, you're gonna be like, all right, fucking, hold up. Hold up. What, let's start it?
I paid for the pack. I smoked it the other 19.
Right. Believe me, if you got them, you're gonna smoke them. Just stop fucking buying.
It's true.
You will not die. I promise you that. When I went to jail for a few weeks, I didn't even think about a cigarette. Not at all. So I'm like, it can be done. You know what I mean? We can do it. Just not today.
You can win, Jeff. You can win.
Not today.
Just like, that's the thing.
Right, I've been trying all that dumb shit. You'll eat a lot more when you quit smoking cigarettes, too.
What up?
What up?
What's up with the new Lotus? And are you guys coming back to Columbus for New Year's Eve this year?
Not sure about New Year's Eve. New Lotus was in talks and was supposed to be this year. Things changed, as always. We discussed in the latter portion of the... Yes, okay, so you're here. And now, and so, yes... Sometime in the near future, possibly.
Hold
Why
on.
Not? Movie. Dark Lotus. Bacon Soup. Book. Which is it? Porno video, exercise video.
Porno slash.
We only get to be the stunt dicks, and it's an don't clap too much. You only see us from here down.
He's got those childbearing hips, so you'll
That's
know.
Right. You'll notice me. You'll just see a milk-white texture with orange hair. Going real fast, though. You'll be like, what is that? I got to pause it just to see what is it.
Oh, my God.
It's like a gelatinous ass shaking. That's me. I'm sorry, Mom. Go ahead. Yeah, give him the fucking bacon. Give him his fucking bacon. Give him what it came for. Fucking awesome.
Them dudes were extremely cordial, you know what I mean? They were real cool. They weren't on no dumb shit, which most people that we meet, they're just on some dumb shit. That's why we quit wanting to meet people. Because I'm tired of hating people that I listen to or that I watch your movie and I meet you and you're a goddamn dickhead. Because now I can't listen to you no more because you just diss us. Right? But them motherfuckers, absolutely the shit. They were like, it was like seeing your dad for the first time in 15, 20 years, you know what I mean? Like,
hey, like when we came in, they're like, come on, tonight, what's
right.
the tacos? We're like, oh, we just wanted
to
say hi.
Shit.
We're like, we don't want to take up too much of your time. They're like, time, come on, man, we got nothing but
time. Did you
guys
watch him do their stand-up?
Yeah.
How was it? It was good? That was awesome.
All right, come on, rap. We got 5 minutes, motherfucker. Make it good.
I was just wondering, where is that Fright Fest tour going to?
It's going west.
It's going west?
Yeah. It's going west.
All right.
obnoxious. He's about to throw shit like a girl. Holy shit, he caught that thing.
Go ahead, keep going with the
question. Keep it going, we got another baby here
in the room. My homie James, just got out of the church.
What up, James?
I'm trying to get y'all to do a shout out, man. James Kelly, he loves you.
No.
My name's Jamie from Denver, Colorado.
What up, Jamie from Denver, Colorado?
Hey, I just wanted to go to Jump Smoke with Cheech and Chong.
No.
You didn't get to smoke with him?
No, we worked that man, no.
It was so
just like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I can't even explain. It was like, you know, they were there. They were right here, and they were so cool. Like he just said, we expected them to be dicks because both people you meet are dicks.
Did you get a picture?
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah. We got
photo shoots where they're like that, you know? Oh, come on, stop playing. It was the fucking greatest
shit. Yeah, we're totally marked up.
Definitely the coolest motherfuckers on the planet. They were. He was like, oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Word. Don't forget your pinch.
And waiting for a pinch came out without this ball. All right, keep them going. We got 5 minutes.
Whoa, whoa, this is Ed.
Okay,
I've been the one that's been asking about the baby for the past 2 years.
All right, there it is now.
Jamie's the one that said that he was going to freaking make a bacon flyer. But this year he came actually with bacon.
Whoa,
and that's what's up.
Okay. I actually said I was going to make a bacon basket. I was going to weave it into a basket.
Oh, okay.
And I was going to go around the crowd like the Easter Bunny throwing deep bacon in everyone's mouth.
Oh, well,
yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't do that.
That's
a suck. I didn't even say that. He was like, right.
Actually,
thank you.
Now make sure I'm in a goddamn bunny suit hopping around the fucking seminar tent.
You matter, you're a bitch. In a bunny suit like a bitch.
Okay, well, no bacon. He down there.
Let's see that bacon.
I just want to say thank you for sending a shout out on Twitter about the Aurora shooting.
Oh, that's what's
that saying. Was fucking dope.
And we're affected just like y'all. We ain't from there, but we're affected just like you. You know what I mean? Just because we're not from there. Hey, y'all, look, she's showing her titty for you. See? Lush
it. I think we got his hair blowing in the wind.
That shit is a lot bigger than we all really have an understanding about. To me, it's like a smaller version of 9/11 because he found a vulnerable spot in America. You know what I mean? Like nobody, you always thought you could go to the movies and you're safe and you're fine and you watch a show. And this motherfucker found vulnerability in that shit. But I don't blame Batman. I don't blame Christopher Nolan. I don't blame nobody but that motherfucker. That's it. He's crazy. Enough said. I don't blame Batman. I don't really like Batman, but I don't blame him.
Watch your goddamn lips.
I don't like Batman that much. It's fine.
Awesome.
That's cool. I don't hate it on you for liking it. So shut the fuck up when I don't.
Damn. You know what's crazy? Is the next day I was wearing a Batman shirt and people were like, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that right now, dude, you know?
No, what's crazy is we were supposed to be dressed up like Bane this year. We were like, nope. No Batman stuff this year. It's too early. Way too early. Do you want me to throw it?
Yes, I do, okay. Because your throw is much more basketball.
Okay.
So look, Upchuck, one more question, and then throw the fucking tub in the air. Look, the motherfucker's like, oh, you gonna throw it? Fishbowl.
Hey, look, the bacon ain't even as long as he wants it. You want it?
All right. At the 05 gathering, you guys had Season with Punk and re-release, and then this year you got Head Trauma. I was wondering if you guys have a back catalog, man.
I'm sorry, say it again. What's his name?
I don't know. I was talking.
You guys own the back catalog of House of Crazies. They have Petro in here.
Yeah, over the years we released them and had them like exclusives at, you know, shows at Fright Fest and stuff like that. So they're like, I'm
proud of yourself.
So you're asking if we're going to re-release?
Yeah, pretty
much.
I don't know.
What we'd like to do is to take the fucking whole anthology, release it as a box set one time, be done with this shit.
That would be dope.
Come on. Here we go.
All right, one more time. Porno.
Right.
Exercise DVD, movie book.
Right.
House of Crazies box set, movie.
Lotus.
To the Moon, Lotus.
Lotus.
Mars and my ass.
Baconator
costume with goggles. Okay, last question, for real. Make it count.
His glasses will be made on a Canadian bacon.
With holes cut in them, I fucking love it.
All right, now the first thing, I know someone who has the Lotus card. It's in Bryan, Illinois, man.
That's
serious. He put it on the hatchet here at the gathering. He fucking has it.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right.
That is devastating. You get one piece of bacon for that. Then I just watch it.
Hey, you take him a piece of bacon, too.
Yeah, for that motherfucker, wherever he's at. Holy shit. Wow. We've been wondering for years. Oh my God, look, he's like, all right,
hold on, man.
Hold on, just table this right quick.
Barricade, man, so I'm excited to be up here.
All right.
Another thing, are you guys ever going to do like an Arkham EP, like some Batman or like Joker shit or like a tour or something, man? Well, that'd be ill, man.
What we were talking about is doing this EP where, man, it's crazy as fuck. It's kind of like about the Amityville Horror thing where the dude kind of whacks his whole family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of goes through it and
hey, that's another one too, man. That's what I heard.
Yeah, hey.
Hear that?
You know, we can fill the sky with
Yes. But wait, but brother, instead of the EP, what would be doper is what we also talked about as well. Here, let me grab that one. To take the episode from last year of the Batman thing and make like an EP or a half an hour DVD of animated live, not animated, but us being animated Batman shit for you to watch. So we don't mix it with this shit, you know what I mean? But again, you know, so we don't have to recap. You're up there. All right. Okay. All right, that's it. One more, come on, one more.
What up, Twisted?
What up?
Chris from Cleveland. Hey, what did y'all think about that Juggalo that was on Tosh.0? Y'all think that was some funny shit?
I'll keep it real with you. I ain't seen it, but I heard about it.
I heard about it too, and I didn't see it.
It was funny as shit.
If you think it's funny, then I'm sure it was fucking hilarious.
What?
Jay and Shaq showed me some love, though, it seemed like.
That's what's up.
That's cool as shit, dog. That's how hell you. Yeah. All right, on three, throw the motherfucking baby. One, two, three. Yeah! One guy.
One of two.
All right, check it out. We're